What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Thursday morning, 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit in person or online at josephanthony.com where gift cards are available. That's josephanthony.com. Hopefully all of you have prepared and made the purchases, the reservations. You got to be like Larry. Larry books a Mother's Day reservation 4 months in advance. Schmucks like me, we do it yesterday. By the way, yesterday, because I knew the whole flowers thing would be a debacle if I went through a flower company, So I went. And I think the value you get's okay. So I grabbed some flowers from a local grocery store, and I got a card.
Grocery store flowers, dude?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Because I was figuring I'm going to get railroaded money-wise, and also, remember last year?
I do remember.
The flowers did not arrive
on
time through a flower company.
What do we think about it? I'm sorry. Yes. I just need to...
Yeah, rip me. That's
we
fine.
Need to dwell on this point.
No doubt about it.
Grocery store flowers, so, Don Stensland?
Well, it depends. What kind of flowers were they?
They're roses. And I took them out of the
refrigerator.
As soon as you walk in the grocery store, they got that little set up there. Yeah.
Some of those are actually beautiful flowers. You'd have spent way less at the Produce Junction.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
I always tell my husband, just go to Produce Junction. They're gorgeous, and they're like $8.
Yeah, well, I spent more than $8 because I was thinking, number one, they won't get there on time. I'll have a disaster on my hands. Number two, I wanted to save a few bucks. I still spent over $25 or $30 for these flowers. But then I said, all right, well, I have to ship them, down to Nashville. So I go to the...
Wait, you buy them and then ship them?
What?
Well, how else are they going to get there if I'm not using a flower company?
I thought you were driving.
Well, I'm going to drive them. I'm going to drive them 12 hours in Nashville.
You can't ship the flowers. How are you going to ship them? Yeah,
thank you. Thank
what?
You, Don.
So, where do you hear this? This is an amazing story. Get ready for YouTube to light up any moment here. So, I figured I could ship them through the post office. Pack them up, box them out.
Are you making this up?
No, I swear to God. I swear.
Where did you grow up, dude?
I like in a cave. So,
Jesus, man.
True story. I go to the United States Postal Service in Blueville yesterday, my spot. And,
there's a part of you that is so like a teenager.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to my youngest teenage son.
I sent him UPS.
One day I'm 40 going on 70. The next day I'm 40 going on 7, right?
I tried to put him in the big blue mailbox.
I appeal to every generation and infuriate each generation as well. So they say, we're like, yeah, we can't do that. You should try like a UPS or a FedEx. So I go to UPS, and you know what they're charging me to send these flowers?
$55.
Pretty close, Dawn. Pretty close. $48 to ship them. In a box that, by the way, they can't guarantee that the box won't become damaged and the flowers won't get messed up.
Shafe asks if Nick has parasites.
I do. In my brain. Half of my brain is gone.
Oh my God.
Worse than RFK Jr.
Can't you just... serious question. I'm sure there's a florist in Nashville.
That's what I did last year. I called around... And everybody was booked up, and then I did one of like the national chains, like the 1-800 Flowers or whatever the hell they call those companies.
Yeah,
and it showed up on Monday. That does me no good.
Maybe it's because you put the order in too late.
You're right. Look, I got accountability and responsibility.
Man,
big believer in it. I gotta take the L.
That counts.
No, it's not. If it's their Monday, that ain't Sunday.
Yeah. So
Monday ain't Sunday.
And then I get to the UPS store, and there's a lady in front of me, and she's shipping out this massive box. It took like 20 minutes. The guy's POS system went down, but it was all good though because he had the Phillies on the radio. So I'm listening to Scott Fransky while I'm seven deep in line.
Chris on YouTube says, further proof of Nick being a Democrat.
That is cute.
I'm just, you know.
I can assure you.
Sometimes I can't win, man.
I've seen Nick's voter roll. I can assure you he's not a Democrat.
You saw his what?
You should see my Trump sticker on my truck.
He texted me when he voted in the primary. He texted me, you know.
Oh. He showed you his. Did you show him yours?
No.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
First of all, they're not a sponsor, but I love them anyway. Shop local. Crimp Florist in Willow Grove,
yeah.
The best, the absolute best. I get all my flowers there. Again, right. Not a sponsor. I don't know them, but they do great work, so I just want to say that.
There you go.
The fact that you go to a grocery store and then send them through FedEx or UPS, whatever you did, is just...
No, see,
but it's probably cheaper. I'm just going to say this. It's probably less for roses than you would have spent if you would have... call the florist in Nashville and paid the rush fee.
Right. Yeah, so, I still probably save, but I was just blown away. I'm like, these flowers, they weigh 9 ounces. We mean $48. what are we talking? And I didn't get any rush delivery.
I don't understand the thought process of doing this. I get it that you tried it last year, but like...
Did you pack some ice cubes in with the flowers?
They're going to show up. They're gonna be
dead. Smashed. What a mess.
Oh, God.
I'm a walking sitcom is what I am.
How did you pack the flowers?
Oh, I don't know. That's up to them. I left. I got my receipt.
By the way, Trump is listening right now, and he's called off the interview.
Yeah, he's
like, believe me.
He's actually got a message for me.
Go home to your mom.
Sid asks, why don't you put yourself in a box and do an overnight of yourself?
I've contemplated that. One day I'll get to that point, but not yet. I still have hope for my my life in this country. So
they packed the flowers for you?
I presume. He gave me the... I paid. He gave me the receipt, everything. You know, we gave the address. What he did with them after that, I don't know. I didn't stick around to watch. What do I care?
Did you send to your daughters, too?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got everybody taken care of. It's just my methods are a little off.
Are your daughter's flowers for your wife? Are they, or whatever you sent, are they, did you send them UPS?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
So they didn't get roses. They got something else.
Okay.
I don't know what they're called, but they look nice, all sorts of colors.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, roses are for love, right? Red roses. Yeah, red roses.
When you say you went to a store to buy them, I assume your family was here.
No.
I didn't realize they were...
No. I'm moving them back up here next month. You know that.
I know I do, but I just...
You want to speak of another debacle. We should see... We should film. Dorenzo should come with me. I'm going to be driving a 22-foot box truck from Nashville back up the Bluebell.
Oh, my God.
In late June.
Oh, God.
Good chance I die.
You need to video that. By the way, Navy Prepper has the greatest question for you.
Okay.
The greatest.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, for this question. Weren't you in Nashville last week?
Yes.
I was not going to say this.
Why didn't you order them? Or
he was busy. They had a recital.
Yeah, I had to watch Finding Nemo. Yeah, my daughter had Finding Nemo play. I had the 87th dance competition of the calendar year.
Here's what you do. You say, hey, does anybody want takeout food tonight? Great. Give me your orders. Daddy will go out and get it. Then you stop by a florist and you say, hey, can you make sure these are delivered at this time on this day?
You know, these ideas would be nice if you gave them to me, I don't know, in advance. You know, since we want a Monday morning quarterback everything after the fact.
Kevin Poole's
that play.
Kevin Poole's asked if you ever hopped on top of an Acela train.
I've been eating tuna with Bobby.
You know, I am actually curious as to how they packed them and if they...
He guaranteed me that they
he did.
He told me I can't guarantee you that they won't get, you know, smashed. So I don't know what type of box they go in.
He said they won't guarantee it.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm assuming like the bubble wrap stuff that they put like, you know, fragile stuff in and then they box it and tape it up and ship it off. So, you know, it's out of my hands now.
Beach Chair says this behavior really displays how Nick really feels about his marriage.
Well, when you've been married since Prohibition, yeah. I'm like on the fifth go around with every single possible gift you can give somebody. I'm running out of ideas, was what I am.
J.D. Smith says, don't be an elitist, Greg. Trader Joe's has the best flowers at the best price. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying that, like, I get mine locally. I buy mine locally because I like to support local businesses.
So do I. So do I.
I don't get it for the grocery store.
Well, that actually brings me to the next question, because some grocery stores, most grocery stores nowadays, will deliver groceries and items.
Yeah.
So my question is, can you call a grocery store in Nashville and say, I want to deliver these foods, like my, you know, favorite foods, and could you include these flowers?
Ah, another great idea. After
that,
the fact.
Brings forth, you know, but it's Mother's Day weekend, so are they going to say, hey, we're behind or whatever? But that's not a bad idea either.
Yeah, the whole grocery delivery thing's a little odd. Like, I get maybe some people that can't get out of their house and need it from, you know, like, a standpoint.
Dude,
very convenient.
It is the. You will never go back.
And there's no extra charge?
Oh, yeah, of course there is.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But it's worth it.
Yeah. Because I've seen people in the Giant that are, they're walking around as an employee and they're grabbing different items and then throwing it in. And I'm like, oh, this guy's definitely getting delivery. But, you know, all right. I mean, I can't believe with the cost of groceries these days, I'm surprised people would do the delivery thing. Astronomical enough on top of that extra fee.
Eagles One fangirl says, I'm an event florist. Never use an online flower service. Google and find a local florist in town where they're being sent. Yeah. Wire services keep 60% of your cost at a minimum.
Wow. Okay.
A wire service. This is all great information, because you know what? Guess what? There are people watching on YouTube and listening who forgot to send flowers.
Oh, I know. I'm not the only one.
You know what I mean?
Right.
To their mom.
There are a lot of
wife.
Dudes right now scrambling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are all fantastic ideas.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I'm just trying to help out the masses here.
I do want to hear
from my mistakes.
I do. When I meet Kristen, I'm going to say, how were those flowers? I am curious, because that's
good. Dawn, they were dead and they sucked.
No, but kudos to them if actually they come out beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, Dawn, you're the only one on the show that can answer this. Do women ever get tired of flowers?
No.
Like, is it never? It's just
never.
It's the gift that can never go wrong. Right?
True.
Okay.
I think that.
What about the card? Is the card now a dated thing? I found a really great card.
I think cards. I think the cards are beautiful.
This audience is just the best. These comments are just amazing. Right. Digital Lava 2 says, you get Nick out of sports or drinking and he's lost.
Look, I've said for years, I know what I know and I know what I don't. Okay?
But you're honest about it.
Yeah.
You're honest about this. And everybody, we've come up with some great ideas.
Mm-hmm. And we're giving you great content and great laughs at my expense. Some people
I'm not laughing at you. I am actually, that's a, you know, kudos to you. It's USPS, right?
UPS. Yeah, the post office told me to get lost.
They did?
Pretty much, yeah. I walked in, like, yeah, well, we don't do that. Try UPS or FedEx. I was like, oh, cool.
But if they packed it and they come out and they're beautiful, that's amazing.
Yeah, if they're alive, not smashed, and they get there on time.
Yeah.
I'm 3 for 3.
That's incredible.
Boom, I checked off 3 boxes. In an era where checking boxes seems to matter to everybody.
Beach Chair says, we need at least 3 getting to know Nick's wife shows when they relocate.
I know.
We'll book her in July. We'll bring her in for the 9 o'clock hour on a Friday.
Well, I know you can't wait for your family to get here.
That'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah.
Wow, what do we just do for you know,
so getting back to the double haters that could decide the election.
We can get to that on the other side.
We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. All right, stay tuned. Morning Mystery Movie Clip is coming up. Your chance to win one of 4 sets of tickets to a concert of your choice.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll give you the options again if you missed it from earlier this week. And if you guys have any advice on how to handle Mother's Day 2025,
Nick was...
I'm taking suggestions.
John says Nick was raised by wolves.
Job.
Yes, I was.
Sin.
Eastern Pennsylvania, baby. They broke the mold when they made me.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Donald Trump live in New York City right now, reading some sort of prepared statement as his trial resumes today with Stormy Daniels on the stand. We will keep you updated throughout the day on those developments. Certainly talk about them tomorrow. And, of course, if you missed the major show announcement about 50 minutes ago, I don't know where you went. I don't know. Maybe you had a root canal done or something. But we will, in fact, be joined tomorrow morning at 8:30 by the man himself, Donald J. Trump. Not Sean Farish, not artificial intelligence, courtesy of Michael Pelka, but the man who's in a New York City courtroom right now will be with us.
By the way, judging from the stats, I don't think anybody in the Delaware Valley missed that announcement.
Yeah.
At least on the Odyssey app.
I heard that went over pretty well.
Thank you for listening. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's going to be great.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We've already got people sending in texts and tweets and emails with suggestive questions and what you should ask the big guy. Oh, by the way, it's not Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump. Different big guy.
And we're going to have, right, we're going to have Sean Farish at 9 o'clock reacting to
my God,
the president.
It's like Trump overload.
The foreign president.
This is going to be unreal. By the way, they had tornadoes through the Middle Tennessee area last night. Really big ones. And Sean Farish just missed one because he lives on the outskirts of Nashville. He was about 5 miles away from a massive tornado that swept through Middle Tennessee. I saw Sean tweeting about that last night. So apparently everybody is okay. But just figured we'd pass that along as well.
Cass asks, any chance you can get Sean Farish to get a weekend or a nightly show on your station? He is wonderful. There's no bigger fan of Sean than me.
Yeah, he's great.
You know, we're giving him a weekly platform here, which we don't do to too many people.
Right.
Tony Bruno and Sean, that's basically it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, look, he's
it's hard to do a lot of guests on a show when you have 12 voices to begin with. Right? So, all right, let's get to our Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I haven't heard any music. Uh-oh, you know what? Miss Lemons must be on crack, right, kids?
Well, what's that?
Oh, that, yeah. We were singing, and we were learning. We were learning in sing-song.
Huh. What are your methods?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find that it's really helpful when you're teaching the subjects that are the boring subjects.
Huh. You don't mind if I just sit in on your class this afternoon, do you?
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210. Win this great prize.
Once again, today it is your choice. If you win, you will tell us on the air which pair of tickets you would like, courtesy of Live Nation. We have a pair of tickets for one of the four. Your call: Dierks Bentley, August 17th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey. Tim McGraw on June 20th at the Wells Fargo Center right here in Philadelphia. Chicago on July 31st at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, or the Doobie Brothers on August 3rd, also at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, New Jersey. Concert Week is here with $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows on sale now through May 14th, up to 75% off concert and comedy tickets. Get tickets to see all of your favorite artists live at livenation.com. Caller 12 855 839-1210. Best of luck. All right, so let me pay off this tease. I think this is a fascinating story, and we've talked about this from a multitude of different angles and directions. You know, generally speaking, nationally, there is fatigue with Biden. There is fatigue with Trump. Some people out there don't like the fact that these are the two options. You know, you throw in RFK, and certainly you have a third option, so to speak. But we've talked about how razor thin this election could be, and in all likelihood will be. But we haven't really discussed, other than the fact that RFK is a factor and he's going to pull from here and he's going to pull from there, we haven't really quantified just how big of a group of people are out there that could impact this election. And Axios has a great breakdown here. And the headline of the story is Understanding the Double Haters Who Could Decide the 2024 Election. And I had no idea how to quantify or come up with just, you know, raw numbers. But according to Axios, this block of double haters has ballooned in size thanks to the surge in Biden's unpopularity since 2020, with polls suggesting that the double haters out there now represent 16 to 20% of the electorate. Think about that for a moment. When you have a country, and let's just go back to 2020, Trump 74 million, Biden 81 million, what is that, 155 million people. Now, let's just say that 155 million people are going to vote in November. 16 to 20% of that is a massive amount of people. And they are saying in this story from Axios that this makes 2024 similar and more similar to 2016, when exit polls showed 18% of voters disliked Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, compared to 2020, when Biden and Trump's dual unfavorables amounted to just 3% of the vote. And the behavior of double voters, whether they stay home, vote third party, or bite the bullet in favor of either Trump or Biden, could be the X factor in a lot of these swing states where a few thousand votes could decide the winner. And these double haters consist of, according to Axios, three different groups of people: old guard Republicans, pro-Palestinians, and techno-optimists. So you're probably like, all right, well, I understand what an old guard Republican is, and I understand what pro-Palestinians are. What is a techno-optimist? According to this research, a techno-optimist is a loose network of free speech advocates and DEI critics. And it isn't a significant in raw number total, but it could be when it comes to money and influence. It's also shifting unmistakably towards Donald Trump. Elon Musk, who says he voted for Biden in 2020, has become one of the president's loudest critics, routinely using his massive X platform to spread fears about illegal immigration and the woke mind virus. Also, venture capitalists David Sachs, who said Trump disqualified himself after January 6th, and also another former Democrat, are planning a Trump fundraiser in San Francisco as soon as this month. So we have talked about how, you know, you can't really leave no stone unturned when you're campaigning here, coming down the stretch in the final 4, 5, or 6 months. I do really think it will be fascinating. And, you know, we're going to have, you know, exit polls. We'll try to get Athen on from Real Clear Politics. I'm sure we'll have other people on that kind of break down and dissect what happens. But I this is one of the most intriguing elements of this year's election for me. If this number is true, and, you know, if we quantify that 16 to 20%, I don't know, what's one-fifth of 150, it's 30 million people. These people are going to play a major, major role, especially when you consider 2020 was decided by 44,000 votes. I think this is a fascinating thing to focus on, because you do have people out there, and they certainly exist in Pennsylvania. I'm sure they exist in Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, where you have people that are like, well, I damn sure can't vote for Biden. He's been an unmitigated disaster. And I can't wrap my head around why people think this way. But there are some people out there that'll be like, well, you know, things weren't really that bad with Trump. I just can't stand the guy, or I hate the tweets, I hate the theatrics. To me, that should not be a reason why you don't vote for him. If he made your life better, you should vote for him. But Dawn, this is going to be fascinating, because if this number is true, these are major players as to how this thing shakes out. Oh, no. We lost her.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
My button. I think that in something like this, we have to watch every little thing. But it's why the GOP, you know, needs to, all the other big stuff that, you know, you addressed this morning when you talked about, you know, Mike Johnson and the House and MJT and all the dissension, the money and where the money goes. You know, those issues are why Republicans, the GOP, pull it together, get it together, and look at these kinds of details and button this up with whatever you have to do, because it all matters.
Yep.
And that's something every time and time again, when we look at the Democrats, I'm talking about the partisans and their party operation, they are professionals. And they look at this as there is no other option than to, you know, losing is not an option. Mm-hmm. They just want to win at all cost, by the way.
Right.
And which is why, you know, this morning I tweeted that out about, you know, and we talk about this all the time, the real motivation of just opening the border to flood blue cities like this that have lost population, to flood America with new Democrat voters. And it, just regardless, irregardless of thinking about the collateral damage, Lake and Riley, you know, so all of this matters. Every little bit of it matters.
You're right.
The Democrats, they will put a team on this. They will put a task force on something like this.
Yeah.
So I hope they're, I hope they all listen to Nick Cale every morning, you know, seriously, because every little thing matters. Every detail matters.
I would also argue, forget the double haters for a moment. I would argue that there are triple haters out there. I sent you guys this, tweet yesterday. Now, it's from a sports guy, but I think these people exist out there in society, and they're going to be a factor as well. You might have heard of Colin Cowherd, who does a nationally syndicated sports show on Fox Sports Radio, and he dabbles from time to time in politics, but he never really says anything that triggers one side more than the other. He says Biden is too old, Trump is too everything, and now RFK has worm brain. Help us all. Those are the three candidates. And I think there are people out there that are like, Biden's a disaster, Trump's a train wreck, and RFK's a psycho. And they're probably like, this is the United States of America, and this is what we're presented. And these people exist as well.
A lot of people exist like that, by the way. A lot of people. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
No doubt, I would call them the triple haters.
And then I wonder, and think about this, then who influences the newest voters? We talk about Barron Trump at 18, the new voters. So do your grandparents, you know, a kid, I talked to a kid the other day, and he said, well, my grandma has a place in Wildwood, and she's going to the Trump rally. Does a grandparent, then if kid, this is the view of teenagers and younger voters, then is this what they look at and go, okay, who's the better of the three?
I think your peers influence you. I saw a graph a few days ago from the Twitter feed. I forget where the source was of the chart and the graph, but End Wokeness put a tweet out, and there was I forget who they credited with it, but there's an ideological divide of high school boys versus high school girls.
Yeah.
High school boys are trending more and more conservative and seeing through the left-wing woke nonsense, yet high school females, which we've talked about in general with the younger professional female, the 28-year-old out there that doesn't have kids and is single, how they hate Trump and they hate Republicans. Young high school girls, left wing. Young high school boys, right wing. And it's night and day difference between the two right now, which probably leads to an interesting senior prom. 855.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. 855-839-1210.
Those high school boys will turn liberal really quick if they think it's going to get them some. Saying.
I mean, in high school, I wouldn't blame him. You got to do what you got to do. Let's get to Carl in South Jersey. He's our morning mystery movie clip winner this morning. Carl, before we get to your prize, what movie did we just play for you, sir?
The School of Rock.
That is correct.
Woo! Carl.
Congratulations. And what pair of tickets would you like, Carl?
The Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
Congratulations, Carl. We appreciate you playing and enjoy the concert.
Thank you.
You got it. Carl in South Jersey is with us. We'll come back, get to what's on the cut sheet part due as we wrap it up here on a Thursday. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, hopefully all of you having a great start to your Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 8:30, Donald Trump with us here on Kale and Company. Dawn Show coming up in 20 minutes. We will find out what's on tap in about 10. Also, today in music history, courtesy of Phil Almquist, and where he will be venturing off to and what performance he will be seeing tonight. A man's living life. And also, who won Twitter today? But first, let's get to a Thursday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by Budget Blinds. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Budgetblinds.com, that's budgetblinds.com. Okay, so this is Cut 15 here, Phil. These pro-Palestinian protesters at Princeton University say that this woman, girl, takes to the bullhorn and says she is literally shaking. You hear that, Dawn? She's literally shaking because she's starving and immunocompromised.
Protesters with constraints and restrictions.
She accused the school of purposely physically weakening her and her peers.
Somebody get me a protein shake.
These are the weakest protesters I've ever... Like, why are they all immunocompromised? I know.
It's because they don't go outside.
Yeah. Get some vitamin D, sweetie.
So what happens if you spend your day on TikTok?
Cut 15, Philip. Go.
This is absolutely unfair. My peers and I, we are starving.
Starving!
Mask on. We are physically exhausted. I'm quite literally shaking right now, as you can see.
My sugar's low.
We are both cold and hot at the same time. We are all immunocompromised. And based on the university's meeting yesterday with some of our bargaining team, they would love to continue physically weakening us because they can't stand to say no to unjust murder.
Shame!
Shame!
Wait, is she talking about abortion?
No, she's not.
My
sorry.
God, look at that.
I couldn't resist.
Immunocompromised, guys. They're all immunocompromised.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? Don't leave your house for the rest of your life and just stay inside and let the rest of us live our lives and go find something else to bicker about. These people are, you know what it is, too? You're right. They all come off so incredibly weak. I actually think if we gave Anthony DiRenzo a football right now and he ran through that campus, there's not one protester that would be able to bring him down. They all look like little lightweight pushovers, don't they? It's unbelievable.
I'm immunocompromised. I'm both hot and cold at the same time. Worst protesters ever. Honestly.
What is she going through? Hot flashes? What's going on there?
Well, I think that she's used to being, you know, coddled.
Oh,
and she's somebody who says, like, oh, I didn't get to get my nails done today, Mommy and Daddy. And they buy her everything. Mm-hmm. And she got every trophy. And you know what I'm saying? So this is the result of poor parenting.
Yep.
And if the parents have any possible quijones, you need to call whatever.
No, you're right.
Stones.
Yes.
Onions.
Call. You
balls.
Need to go pick her up. And you need to say, all right, you're going to get a job.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to, these are your choices. Because you have no skills and no brains. Well, so you can be a server. You can work here in a factory. You can do this and that. You can do physical labor. You can work for the local landscaper. But you're going to go out and you're going to work. And you're going to know what it is to actually work and do something. And feel then some self-esteem for yourself.
Dawn, what's that condition called? Munchausen by proxy or whatever that? Where it's literally, in my opinion, it's literally these parents who convince their children that they're immunocompromised, they have mental, they need to see a psychiatrist because they have mental anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's the parents that put this on the kids.
They fostered their snowflakeness.
100% yes.
Because if you're a good parent, if you're a high quality parent, then you have prepared your child to go out in this world. Yep. And even though it's a, you know, dagger in your heart when they leave and they go off on their own and they succeed, that means you did a good job.
Yep.
These parents are the epitome of a Democrat.
Yep.
So they want their kid to suck off their teat for the rest of their lives.
That's teat. T-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E-E.
Jump on me. Go for it. That's what we do here. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really the definition of a Democrat. They want, so that the government wants you to be dependent so that you can never know freedom. They don't even know what they're missing to have freedom. You know what I mean?
These parents convince their kids that they're sick and they have all these problems. And it's like, oh, tell us your truth. And it's just they're doing it no harm.
Before he's a victim.
Before we break, let's end on a happy note here.
Hey!
Joe Biden was in, I think, Wisconsin yesterday.
Yes.
And he appears to read the teleprompter instructions once again.
Well, I tell you what, man. The teleprompter is his nemesis.
It really is. It really is. This is cut 14, Phil, go.
My theology professor at the Catholic school I went to was a guy named Riley, last name. And he had been drafted by the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's a lie, by the way. By the way, that's a lie. Well, but yes, Riley, last name. No, dude, Riley is the last name. It's in parentheses. It's for your knowledge, not the public. It's like when I write my big takeout, I have a couple of notes after what I type that I don't read on the air that I just deliver as a reminder. God, and Dawn Stensland, who obviously mastered the teleprompter for years in news television, you can speak on this better than anybody. Is he an epic train wreck with the teleprompter, yes, or is this just age? Like, my guess is he was probably bad at this 30 years ago.
Yeah, probably.
It's a skill, right?
Yes, it's a skill set, and I'm sure that they put it in a different, they put it in bright red or yellow, or it doesn't matter.
A guy named Riley, last name.
Yeah.
What were you saying about the Green Bay Packers thing that was a lie?
Oh, that story has been altered multiple times as far as the factual basis of it. You have to look it up. I forget the specifics, but everybody was roasting him yesterday for it because, again, he's lying. And, oh, by the way, the lie actually, this time it changes. It's not the same lie, you know, verbatim like he likes to give all the time. The specifics changed around again. It's like, I forget the guy who played, but you could look it up. We don't have time.
Anyway.
But yeah, it's a total lie from Biden again, but that's what he does best. That's the big guy. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap it up with what's on tap for the Dawn Show, where Phil Umquist will be tonight, what he's going to have for dinner, what his favorite pick is, what concert he likes, and then, of course, we'll get to who won Twitter today. Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And on the free Odyssey app.
Dawn Stensland at the top of the hour, and this is the time every day where we find out what she has on tap at 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, so off the top, we have a lot of audio, but we'll cover all the breaking developments of the day. You'll get all that, never missing a minute. And then Kathy Barnett's going to join me at 10:30. So she, I'll play that bizarre Ann Coulter,
yes,
you know, audio and video, so that let's get... See if Kathy has some insights into it with Vivek saying, Ann Coulter saying, well, Vivek Ramaswamy, I couldn't vote for you because, you know, you're Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Was it some kind of weird satire? I don't know. So we'll get Kathy's take on that, and as well everything that's going on with Trump, the trial, Stormy, all of that reaction. And then coming up, and we'll revisit as well the update quickly, the UPenn encampment as well. So at 11:30, Tom Nichols, local journalist, we'll get into the Title IX issues, what's going on with Title IX, girls sports, and TikTok. That goes into effect August 1st. There's a lot locally happening.
Yep.
As many red states as we've talked about have, you know, filed different lawsuits. So, man, there's so much going on. It's hard to catch your breath sometimes. We're going to cover all of it.
All right. I'm looking forward to the Aaron stuff and also the Title IX stuff. That'll be great. All right. 9:53. Let's find out what's going on in Phil's world.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, Thursday, May 9th, we celebrate the birthdays of Tom Peterson, bassist for Cheap Trick, John Edwards, bassist for Status Quo, Depeche Mode's lead singer, and Billy Joel, who not only turned 75, will be performing his 148th show tonight at Madison Square Garden in New York, and yours truly will be there. Yes, I will. And oh, by the way, the only person bigger than Billy Joel at the Garden right now is Jalen Brunson of the Knicks. Just saying. Also, we lost Little Richard on this day in 2020. Singles include One Hit to the Body by the Stones in 86, and The Wicker Man by Maiden in 2000. Albums include Dangerous Toys' debut and Stadium Arcadium by the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 2006. Also in 87, The Grateful Dead shoot the video for Touch of Grey after a show in Monterey, California. In 64, Chuck Berry kicked off a UK tour, his very first. The Guess Who topped the U.S. singles chart with American Woman. But lastly, also in 64... Louis Armstrong became the oldest artist to top the U.S. singles chart with Hello Dolly. And just in case you're wondering, yes, I'll be back tomorrow because we start at 6 a.m. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Umquist.
Wow, how about that?
That is dedication.
Well, I tell you what, between his love for New York sports teams and the fact that he goes to the Garden for all these concerts, maybe we should just trade Phil to Larry's station for a producer to be named later.
We'll do that, like
a producer swap.
Yeah.
We could never trade Phil.
Yeah, you're right. He's untouchable.
Who won Twitter?
The Arden Theater sponsors Who Won Twitter. Eagles fan JoJo, or Eagles JoJo, writes, will Melania join the call with Trump tomorrow at 8:30
a.m. Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, Dawn,
yeah.
You can do your Melania voice if you would like.
You could wish her a happy Mother's Day upcoming.
Yeah. There you go.
He'll immediately hang up on us.
Yes.
Don't miss Arden Children's Theater, modern retelling of the classic tale Pinocchio, adapted by Greg Banks, a wooden boy, a nose that grows, a huge whale, and a cricket with a lot of opinions. On stage now. Info at ardentheater.org. That's ardentheater.org.
All right. That'll do it for us on a Thursday. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Donald Trump at 8:30. And for all of you college protesters out there,
stop disgusting up our country if you don't want to be here.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.